Hello, and welcome back to the Long Distance Love Bombs podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Goldberg. Today's guest is my partner, Kendra Adachi. I think this is our 8th or 14th, whatever number, real conversation that we're having as a couple on the podcast. And in this one, we talk about the vaccine. We talk about COVID because I am fully vaccinated, have been for a while, and Kendra Adachi is not. And that, as you can imagine, has created several very significant invitations for us to chat, converse, plan, plot, scheme, and discuss how we see the world and ourselves. So in this conversation, we talk about how we've kind of navigated that, how the discussion has been, and we get real, which is what we do. Also, towards the end, we talk very briefly about a new thing that we're doing for couples online. It's a 2-hour workshop happening on December 11th. I've included a link in the show note for that, but we're basically going to bring some couples together to have some real conversations in a fun and powerful way. And if you are interested in that, we would love to see you there. It's the first time we're doing it. It just feels fun. We're pretty stoked. So that's what happens in this conversation. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Thanks for subscribing. And send this along to anybody that you think might benefit from it. I can't imagine that she and I are the only couple out there in which one has decided to get vaxxed and one has not. So anyway, without further ado, enjoy this conversation with Kendra Adachi. All right, Kendra Adachi, love of my life, partner in crime, getaway driver, the best accessory I own. I don't own you.
You do not own me.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Always a pleasure.
And so what are we going to talk about today, Kendra?
We're going to talk about what I feel a lot of couples might be experiencing. And like not just couples, but like anybody that's just got close people in their life. And in the state of the world, there are those that might be vaccinated and there might be those that are not. And there may be partnerships where one is and one isn't, like us.
There might be.
And yeah, we're going to talk about how that's kind of difficult. Like we've had some experiences where like, oh, like this is a thing that is showing up in our relationship. And I can see how it could be, you know, really, like, really difficult for some people. And I'm really grateful that you and I are both uniquely in our own individual paths of understanding and communication and, like, knowing ourselves. And I feel like that supports us navigating this together. And I'm sure that for some it's, you know, maybe a little bit more, just hard. I mean, it's hard for us too, but that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
And a few other things too, but yeah.
So essentially, I, Jeremy, am fully vaccinated, got the jab, mm-hmm. have the wondrous technology coursing through my blood. Kendra Adachi has chosen not to, and that has had fairly significant repercussions externally on our partnership in terms of things we can do, places we can go, etc. And so I think we can chat about how that's gone, mm-hmm. how we've navigated that. And I think, too, this conversation is happening a couple of days after I did a post about the idea that divisiveness is now concerning me more than the viruses. Mm. And the point of that was that I believe that communities and cultures and societies need connection and trust and respect, and all of the name calling and vitriol and us versus them, black versus white thinking is not conducive to a long-term cohesive connection. Yeah. And that I'm just concerned about a lot of the rhetoric I'm seeing and reading about. And that was like throwing a ball at a hornet's nest on the internet, and lots of people had very strong opinions, And I thought, like, well, shit, we've been navigating this for the last several months at least. Mm-hmm. It's probably a good time to share how that's gone.
Yeah.
Because my intention was to have people consider the fact that you could disagree with respect and compassion. That it's not just, okay, agree to disagree, we'll put our heads in our in the sand and just forget about it. But, like, no, have a conversation to understand and connect and be kind to each other throughout those differing ways of seeing, feeling, believing, behaving. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the background. Where do we even start with this shit?
Well, what I want to say to that too is it also comes down to respect.
Yeah.
Like, respect for the other, but respect for the self too. Like, for me, it's such an interesting time to live in. But for me to even say, hey, I am not vaccinated.
Oh, does it feel weird to say that publicly?
I've said it publicly before.
Yeah.
And it's, I think that it's interesting that, like, you know, there is a part of me that I can feel that, like, wants to be secretive, but the true part of me is like, why? And like, my self-respect to myself is like, my choice in this, first of all, is whatever anybody's choice is great. Like, own that. That's okay. And I recognize, and I did a post around this a little bit, not pertaining to the vaccine, but just in, like, your choices have consequences across the board.
Correct.
And, but I respect, like, the thing in me that just is a no right now to receiving this vaccine. And we've had conversations, and I've said it before, I'm like, that might change. Like, the way that it feels for me to receive this, it may change. And that's okay. And at the time, like, right now, it's still a no. And the consequence for this is that I'm not allowed to travel anywhere. Outside of Canada. I can't get on a plane either, though, in Canada, too. I can't fly province to province. I'm not allowed to attend music venues, restaurants. Like, there's a lot that I'm...
Yoga, gyms,
there's a lot that I'm not allowed to, and I'm well aware of the consequences.
Yeah.
And at the same time, this thing inside of me that's just like, it's just a no for me right now. I'm deeply respecting this piece, as opposed to, and of course there's been like the thoughts of like entertaining, well, why not just get it and then like go and like do these things. And for me, this part is a loaded topic, so I'm going to wrap this up pretty quick. But for me, like, the deeper, truer thing that is like, and my whole life is devoted to honoring this wisdom inside of my body. I'm honoring it. And it's not been easy in the case of this topic, because there have been moments where I remember we were driving to Vancouver one day and you were like, oh, do you like this band? I can't remember who it was. And you're like, yeah, I think he's coming here next
Bahamas.
Month. The Bahamas.
Yeah.
And he's like, let's go. And I'm like, I can't, Jeremy.
And I'm like, ah, shit.
And that was one of those things where we're like, damn.
Even like a week ago, Luca Fagalia was playing down the street. Yeah. I'm like, oh, Luca's playing. He just texted me. It's going to be great. And you're like, I can't go. I'm like, oh, shit. Forgot about that.
But so this has been something that, like, for sure, and I just want to speak to anybody else that's been feeling this, that's in the same sort of metaphorical boat that I am. Like, it's been sad and it's been tender. And I've definitely had moments where I'm just like, feel alone. And at the same time, because then I get to witness you go off and go to the gym and go to the concerts, and there's no like resentment or anything there. That's not what this is. But there's like a...
Not at me.
Not at you. No, not at you at all. There's like a part of me that is like, man, like, I want to go and have these experiences with my partner. But I also deeply respect that the thing that felt like a yes for you to receive this. And I'm just gonna cut myself off now because there's so many directions I could go, but I think respect is like a big one.
Maybe I'll jump in, because for me, towards the beginning, like after I was fully vaxxed, I felt awkward living my life, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym. But like, oh, it's going to make Kendra feel bad. And maybe I shouldn't go to the gym today. Mm. And I was having these like codependent hooks like that I recognized. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that. Like, I really want to go and do that thing, but I don't want to upset her or even consider upsetting her. So maybe I won't. And I noticed all these conversations happening. And I think at some point we had a conversation where it was like, yo, I'm going to be living my life and going to the gym and doing all these things. And it's not because, I don't want to do them with you, but it's because I'm not going to stop living my life.
I was going to say, I remember the conversation a little bit differently.
Okay.
I remember being like, I want you to go live your life.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what it was. It was like, don't stay around here. Cause I could like feel some of that energy and I'm just like, that's not healthy or no.
Towards the early days, for sure, it was like that. And I think perhaps the middle ground is like we both recognized, hey, this isn't good. This isn't ideal, at least. Mm-hmm. Like, go live your life.
Like, go do things.
And I guess to the second thing that came up was, for me, like, I went a little bit back and forth on whether to get it or not. Like, a year ago, it was like, fuck yeah, before it was even happening. Like, get it in my blood. I take it tomorrow. I don't even care. And sincerely, I've had way worse shit in my body. Like, I've partied and I've been overseas and I've taken things. And there was part of me that was like, I don't care. I don't give a shit. Whatever. I'll take it today. And then there was some trepidation once it came out because there's so much uncertainty in the world and so much opinion and like all the battle online. And then various close people to us that I care about had very strong opinions and I felt myself being torn. And then it was like, oh, do I get it? Do I not? Anyway, so that's all to say, I try to cultivate strong opinions, but hold them loosely, right? So like I'm open to changing my mind. I'm open to being curious. I'm open to learning. I'm open to being swayed one way or the other. And then when it was a yes again, it was like, fuck it, I'll go tomorrow. Got it. Game over, done, feel great. And, but I suppose one aspect of all this that we should touch on is how we've navigated the conflicting worldviews or the conflicting, like, because you obviously feel one way, I obviously feel another, and that's common, but in this situation, it's made manifest various outcomes or opportunities. So it's like more. Like this one, how do I phrase this? Like this one differing belief has resulted in a cascade effect of various implications, right?
I don't think I agree.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, I feel like we've navigated this not agreeing really well.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying we've done it poorly. I'm saying that it's like not like, hey, do you want pasta for dinner? It's like, no, I want pizza. It's like, oh, no big deal. We'll just eat different pizzas. This is like, oh, that retreat that I'm doing in Costa Rica, like you can no longer come to that. Or like, hey, that music festival, like you can't come see Luca play. Hey, you can't come to the climbing gym. You can't do that. Like there's more ramifications as a result of that one decision.
Yeah.
It has knock-on effects.
Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying there. And like, something that I want to say to this is like, while we are in partnership and we love each other, I think it's really important to remember, and this is like, regardless of your vaccine status, this is across the board if you're in a relationship. The most important thing is personal responsibility, and also remembering that each other are sovereign. And like, I trust your sovereignty and your agency over what you feel is true for you. And I know that you feel that way for me too. And I feel what can happen, and I've definitely experienced this in past relationships, where like my sovereignty wasn't necessarily trusted or respected, and vice versa. I didn't necessarily trust like or respect the decisions of the other. Mm. And like there lies like kind of codependency. But so when it comes to the vaccine, it's like, I'll just speak to from my side and my kind of way I feel about this. And I'm sure that you feel similarly, is like, because of also just the work that I do, and I'm really passionate about is, like, body wisdom is yours. It's individual. It's unique to each other's sovereignty. And your trusting of what is true for you does not mean that it's going to be true for me. And that also doesn't mean that what's true for me is what's true for you. But if that's what feels like a yes for you, I respect it. I don't need to agree with it. And this is, again, across the board in any relationship, regardless of vaccine status. If there's something that's for you that you're like, this is a yes for me, this feels like an absolute alignment for me, and like, I'm like, that's a no for me. Okay, respectful of that. Not ever. It's like personal responsibility to first of all say this about yourself and like claim it and say like, this is my choice. This is my sovereign choice for my body and for what I'm going to do.
But you respecting my decision, I think, falls on a spectrum of negotiable to non-negotiable, right? Whereas if I was like, oh, you know what? Drinking 12 beers a night and doing some heroin is a yes for my body. And like, that's the choice I'm going to make. At which point you would have a decision of like, you know, that's not okay with me, right? That's an extreme example whereby something I would decide for me consciously or otherwise, you'd be like, you know, I can't stick around for this.
Well, see, that's the differentiating factor is what you just said right there, is that you can do whatever you want to your body.
Yeah.
My boundary is, I'm not going to be here for that. Like, if that's a choice that you wanted to make, then I'd be like, I mean, I love you, and I will say that I respectfully feel like you were not going to love that decision later on. But if that's something that you want to continue to do with your body, my choice is, do I stay and just watch it go down and be part of that? Or do I say no and I leave?
Yeah. And I think that's my point is, for us, we've agreed that this decision, whether or not to get vaccinated, is like is a negotiable. It's like, all right.
It's not a deal breaker.
It's not a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Right. And from my perspective, we differ, right? We have different opinions. And I'm like, what am I going to do? Like, tell you what to do with your body?
Same
like,
with me.
What am I going to do? Shame you and judge you and hate you and start fights every day? Like, if you were going to go get a tattoo, am I going to, like, say no, you can't do that? Like, what? It just doesn't make any sense, right? And so, I mean, I suppose in some angle, I could do that. I could resent you. I could feel completely torn up inside on the daily, or I can be like, you know what? Okay. I understand where you're coming from. We've had very many conversations about this of like, hey, how are you feeling? What are you reading? What are you thinking? Have you thought about this, etc.? But I think they've always been from a place of like respect and kindness and like maturity.
That's the word, is maturity. And there's an emotional maturity too to all of this. Where, yeah, you could be projecting and you could, you know, trying to control me in all the ways. And then it comes back to personal responsibility. So my personal responsible thing would be like, that's absolutely not okay for me.
Yeah.
I'm not available for this. And there's the door.
You remind me of emotional immaturity. The other night there was one where you called me out on it and you're like, are you making fun of me? And I felt this like, oh
yeah.
I think I am. I think that one just slipped. Do you remember what it was?
Like, I don't even remember what it was about, but I was just like, you're making fun of me.
I know what it was.
What was it?
I can't.
This is real relationship talk, Jeremy.
I know, okay, I was gonna go to the store and I was gonna buy some kind of chocolate or something, and you said, do you know the one I want? And I said, just send me how it feels.
Oh, right.
And yeah. I'll know which one to choose in the aisle. Like, don't tell me the label or don't tell me the brand. Like, just send me the sensation and I'll know. I'll just know. And then at the time, in the moment, I thought that was like a fun joke. And then you looked up at me sitting on the couch and said, are you making fun of me? And I was like, oh, God, I think I am. So that is an example of emotional immaturity, per se, in which I was kind of like, I don't know, it was a little bit of an offensive. It like went a little too cut a little too deep, I suppose.
Well, a few things with that was I was like right before to get my period, and so I did feel rather spicy. And at the same time, it was just like so.
You weren't ready for a joke in that moment.
And yeah, and at that time, I just wasn't feeling like, and like sometimes there's, yeah, sometimes the energy around that felt a little bit like, because I feel, and because the way that I, the way, like, I felt like you were making fun of the way I experienced the world.
Yeah.
And that hurt.
In the, like, yeah. But even just now when I was saying it, you were smiling and was like, I see the lightness of it.
And at the time, I was like, I'm not going to let that slide. Like, that actually, I feel that. And I'm like, are you making fun of this?
Of,
and like naming
of my
it.
Life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I immediately, I saw your eyeballs because you're pretty fierce and sometimes can be intense. Mm-hmm. And you make it clear how you're feeling. And I was like, oh, shit. I wish I was like, if I could rewind 4 seconds and just bite my tongue. You're like, that's a cute joke, Jer. Let's just keep that one to ourselves right now.
But it's all good. We learned from
it.
And so back to like emotional maturity
and
like just being, it's just, again, and to responsibility of self and your choices. And I recognize that this is where I feel like a lot of people are feeling some conflict within themselves, is they feel a certain way. And like you were saying before, Jeremy, there's a lot of noise out there. Mm-hmm. Like on either side, there's crazy noise. And like some of the stuff I've read for people that are not vaccinated, and like this, some of the stuff that I'm reading there, I'm just like, holy, like just because I don't have the vaccination doesn't mean that I believe all this stuff or that I'm even anti-COVID. I've heard that a lot. And I fully believe that's a thing, and I'm taking my own precautions 100%. But there's a lot of noise out there, and I feel that it can be confusing, and it can be easy to, you know, be swayed one way that might not be fully connected to what's true for what's happening inside of you. And
but I think that's, so that's one way we've navigated this, is you'll bring up something and I'll be like, where did you read that? Like, what did it say? Or, hey, have you considered this? Or, oh, I haven't read that. Or like having a dialogue rather than an instinctive, reactive, knee jerk, tear you down. You're an idiot. This is wrong.
You know what I think though is where we totally are in agreement on is like your post is just like, regardless of whatever your vaccination status is like, everybody just wants to be healthy. They want their loved ones to be okay. We obviously, you know,
we have concerns.
We don't love segregation. Both like the core of where I feel like all of this stems from, like where the fear stems from and where the doubt stems from, like we agree on, like how we might get there might be a different thing that we choose, but it is like the truth of like feeling safe and what we want for each other and for our loved ones. It's like to be healthy, to be alive, to be around, to be respectful. And like, yeah. And again, on both sides, I see very questionable actions happening. There's like protests that were,
but maybe like, let's try, sorry to cut you off.
Okay.
Like I'm conscious of like going down the rabbit hole into Pandora's box of like politics, policy, protests, global health,
you
know, rather than like, here's how we've navigated this ourselves. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Cause like we could talk for an hour, I'm sure, about,
let us know if you're listening to this, if you want us to talk about it, because I'm open to it.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And that's not what we agreed to talk about today.
Okay.
Like, what, is there anything left to say about how we've navigated this or how it's affected us as a couple or what we've learned from it?
There's one thing that's on my mind that I wanted to mention that was an event that happened. It was really minor, but I thought it was really interesting.
Do I already know about this?
Yeah, you do. But so I had a dream a few nights ago, maybe it was like last week, and I told you about it. And I was like, I had this dream that I had gotten the vaccine. And that in my dream, though, I felt really sad and guilty towards myself. And I've just like, it felt so real. And I felt like, and I said, and I expressed to you, I felt like I had caved. And that's what it like felt like for me. Mm-hmm. And then you were like, that's interesting that that's how you feel. And I was like, that is how I feel. And then you're like, so that's what you think about me. You think I caved? And you got quite spicy about it.
I don't know
and
how I was spicy like, it was.
Yeah, no, it was. You came back and you looked at me and you said that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, because if it's true for you that you wanted to get that, then that's true for you. For me, it just felt like still like a no for me at the time. Mm. And like the dream felt so real that I had gone against something really deep inside of me. Mm-hmm. And it had nothing to do with you. And it had nothing to do with anybody else. It was like my own journey, my own experience of, oh man, like if you've done, you know, if you've ever, and then afterwards you're like, okay, wait, I can understand that. It's like, if you were to go out and get wasted and like, you actually didn't want to drink at all. Mm. And then you kind of felt like that, like, man, like I didn't want to drink though.
Shouldn't have done that.
Like, oh, I've like,
or even just like
feeling like shame towards yourself or something. It kind of like, I felt like shame might not be the right word. But I just remembered that, and I was just like, regret. No, I was like that. This was just a dream, and I was expressing it to you, and how like that's what it felt for me.
Yeah.
And so I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, so the dream perhaps serves as a useful thought experiment of like, okay, if I did go today and make this decision, how would it feel? And like, oh, it would feel like contraction. It would feel like regret. It would feel like,
yeah,
it's not a hell yes for me at this moment. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, like, and so something that I really do, one of the things, there's many things that I really love and respect about you, Jeremy.
Oh yes, go on.
But is like, you are pretty frequently well read on a lot of the science parts, and like I am too. I'm really reading a lot of stuff too. Mm-hmm. And so like we haven't in a while, but we've like checked in on like cases and just like what's going on. But like, again, like to my knowledge, and like if anybody actually has information that's like, this is false information. Like, I don't mean to say false information, but to my knowledge, the vaccine is like, it's like trial period ends in 2022 or something. It's yeah, like,
but again, so just the. Like, I'm just cautious of, like, diving into that space again.
Okay.
Of, like, policy, politics, all the medical.
What I'm just saying is that, like, for me and, like, that whole dream that I had and that feeling is, like, right now it still feels like a no. Mm-hmm. But, like, who knows what could happen in a month's time or, like, in a couple months' time. And, like, where I'm, like, the things can shift all the time. And I just wanted to say that, too, that in relationship and whoever you're in partnership with, if they have a different choice, that like their choices may change, or, you know, like, and just like,
even if their choices don't change, they're gonna change.
Then like, that's, yeah, like, that's just it. Is like, regardless of this whole status, we're gonna change on all kinds of things as we move through and as we evolve together and separately mostly.
Yeah.
And I feel like this kind of has been a really big opportunity for us to grow as a relationship, mm-hmm. as we navigate like having separate choices. And as we're both like, you know, things are shifting for both of us individually and things are changing in like, in lots of other spheres of our personal life.
Yeah.
And but we still love each other, because I think, again, full circle, it goes back to like, I respect, like you respect my journey and I respect your journey. I don't always necessarily understand or agree or have the same like excitement that you do about certain things as you do for me. But I love seeing you in your excitement doing your own thing.
Yeah. And I think to the point of, thank you. I receive that. And to the point about disagreement, I think that's like the spice, to use that word again, like that's the spice of a relationship. That's the spice of life. It's like, how boring would it be if we were completely the same about everything? Like, we like the same stuff. We ate the same food. We saw the world the same. It was like, blah, 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 blah. We're the same person. It's like, I like that we disagree on stuff.
Yeah, me too.
I like a bit of conflict. I like a bit of like back and forth, because it helps me to learn things. It helps me to experience different parts of myself that I'm maybe blind to, right? And I think the other aspect would be all of this is wrapped under the bubble of like, for now, right? So like, for now, this is a negotiable. If in a year or two, and you're like, yo, I'm never getting this and I'm going to stay in Canada the rest of my life. It's like, okay, well, that's a different decision for me to make, right? Of like, do I want to stay in Canada for the rest of my life? Like, do I want to have a partner that never leaves Canada for the rest of her life? Like, this is just a hypothetical, right? Mm-hmm. But this is all to say that change happens and a reevaluation occurs constantly based upon who your partner is in this moment and the trajectory they're on to become a different version of themselves. And so we always have these opportunities to like get off the road if it's like a no. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that I'm doing that or considering that or I've ever thought of that. Well, I have thought of it, obviously, because I'm talking about it. But like, this is all to say that right now, this is how it is. This is good. And we'll see how life unfolds and then check in. That's why we have our like monthly check-ins or quarterly check-ins or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, mm-hmm. How's this going? How we doing?
I think that's, I love all of that because it's true. It's like, again, it goes back to being personally responsible for your choices and like your direction in life and being really honest with yourself and with each other about where you're at, where you feel inspired to go. Mm-hmm. And like you said, the differences, the disagreements, the not always seeing eye to eye, is like, those are huge important parts of relationship, of growing and seeing things in a different lens and like being invited forward to like the possibility of just another viewpoint and perspective. And you still don't need to agree on it, but it's like, wow, you see the world that way. That's, I would never have thought of it that way.
I mean, we have that pretty often.
We do have that often.
We're very different.
We are. We are quite different in a lot of ways. And
so like you feel chocolate, for example.
Sometimes.
And I like about, it was the shopping joke. Remember before?
I do.
Oh, you just didn't like it. Okay. It's just an example.
Mm-hmm.
Just a joke.
I know.
But those things invite me into my feelings is the point, in the same way that my perspectives invite you to consider things differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should we talk about our couples thing quick? It's been about 30 minutes.
We can do.
Or do you want to say something before
that? I was just going to say, like, I don't really know how to say this, but in the poking at feeling,
mm-hmm.
I feel what I really truly, when I let my spiciness settle, I'm just like, that's his projection of not being able to feel.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we've talked about that before too.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of why it's funny. It's because, like, I know that.
That you're avoiding feeling?
Yeah. Of course I know that. We've talked about that so many times.
Yeah.
That's not a hidden thing in our relationship.
No, it's not a hidden thing in relationship, but it's something that we can. Here's some just more awareness too.
Kendra, but also like, it's just a joke about chocolate.
Is it though?
I mean, it doesn't always have to be like a deep dive into my trauma, you know? Like sometimes it can just be like, that's funny. I feel a lot. I'm intuitive. I see your point.
Yeah.
Chortle, chortle, chuckle, chuckle.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way that you tease me about like, overthinking or whatever.
Yeah.
Being a science dork.
I don't make fun of you being a science dork.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. I find that to be a very sexy trait of yours.
Being a nerd.
Yeah. I really like I really
You
like
should tell the world who your like celebrity crush is. Like
which one?
The you know the
Oh Tobias Vincent Maguire. Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire.
Oh my god, he was Spider-Man. Yeah.
Genuinely, like, that's like that makes you weak in the knees.
I love like a
good dork.
I love a good dork.
Obviously.
I do, but like that's also like in their power. Like loves and owns their dorkiness. Like, I mean, you do.
I do.
Yeah, I
remember,
love it.
Remember the first time you said that, I laughed. I thought you were being sarcastic. But then you referred to him by his whole name with the middle name.
Tobias Vincent McGuire.
And I was like, mm-hmm. I was taken aback by that. I had a moment of like, oh my goodness, she's like obsessed with Tobey Maguire.
I had a moment. I don't remember everything, but I used to know his birthday.
Did yeah. you really?
Yeah.
You were like in the fan club?
I was very much dripping for him.
That's so vivid. That's such a... Okay.
So.
Anyway.
That's a fun little side.
But so you and I are a couple. We have been together 37 months now. Yes. Which I was going to make a joke, but I'm not going to make a joke
about
that.
You can make a joke.
I was going to make a joke that my grandpa would describe that as a prison sentence.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see the humor in that?
I feel the truth in it. I'm kidding.
That was funny. So anyway, we've been together a while. We've had highs and lows, ups and downs, strikes and gutters. And we're putting together something for other couples mm-hmm. to come and hang out with us online for a 2-hour little workshop thing, getting relationships together to talk about other relationships. Mm-hmm. It's not therapy, but it's like if you want to explore a little bit deeper with your partner, yeah. come and play. So we'll be sharing more about that soon. What do you have to say?
It's going to be like, if you enjoy listening to these things and having real relationship talks, that's essentially it, is we're going to be inviting forward really deep, juicy conversation, discussion, focal points to support, you know, experiencing each other in a deeper way and in a more intimate way. And something like one of the reasons why this whole, like us having this real relationship talk podcast came to be was, we know that when we do have depth in our conversations, we really do connect, and like it's the most intimate thing that we can do.
Well, I mean,
obviously, but it is such a deeper level though of intimacy, and like that intimacy, the sex, gets super heightened from this sort of intimacy.
Yeah.
And so this workshop. It's 2 hours is an experience. It's an experience to come with your partner and to meet other couples that are navigating, going into deeper terrains as well. And we have some really fun prompts and some fun exercises for deepening this. And yeah, getting to meet other sides of your partner that maybe you've forgotten or maybe you've never even gotten to explore yet. And I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be super fun.
I think it's gonna be really fun.
And like, how often do you hang out with other couples in a group, like talking real shit about like, how's your relationship? How's your sex life? Like, how's your communication? Like, how do you guys solve conflict? So mm-hmm. like, relationships need to hang out with other relationships in the same way dudes need to hang out with dudes. Mm-hmm. Like, you need your sisterhood, etc. Yeah. I think it's important.
Yeah.
So there's... Oh, it's up. Like, I can put the link in the show notes.
Yeah, it's December 11th, 2-4 PST. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 hours. It's a Saturday, and a
couple hours. And
yeah, we've been really actually playing into this creation for a little while, and every time we go back to look at it and just feel into it,
it's fun
to feel into it, Jeremy.
Yeah,
it feels really good.
I've just felt a lot into it. And I feel deeply about it. And my feeling is it's going to be feely-tastic.
I think it's going to be... Feel-tastic. I think it's going to be an expander. It's going to be an opportunity for expansion for partners.
I think it's going to be fun and also powerful.
Yeah. There's going to be lots of laughing.
Yeah,
I already know
sure.
that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. All right. Well, this was a good chat. Thanks for being awesome and for choosing me.
Thank
Kendra
you for
Adachi.
Choosing
you.
Me and for all of my uniqueness.
Yep. Okay.
Love you.
Love you.